This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A pedestrian recovering from injuries after being hit by two cars in Colorado Springs. Police say a man was walking in the middle of Powers near Hancock on Saturday night. One of the cars managed to avoid hitting him, but two others did not. Suffered serious injuries, but is expected to survive. Police now looking into why that man was walking in traffic.
Colorado Springs police are investigating a deadly shooting in a residential area on the city's east side. Yesterday afternoon, police were called to a residence in the 6,000 block of Gunshot Pass Drive near Powers and South Carefree. When officers got to the scene, they found a man who had passed away. Police say this is still an active investigation and are asking anyone with information to call their non-emergency line at 719-444-7000, or you can make an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. No one was hurt, but several homes damaged after a man started firing a gun in a neighborhood on the northeast side of the city. Police responded to shots fired around 10:40 Saturday night on Jasper Falls Place, northeast of Powers and Research. Officers heard shots and found a man with a gun. The man, identified as Sidney Mason, dropped his gun when police told him to, and officers were able to arrest him.
A woman is facing charges after threatening to shoot a group of restaurant workers in Colorado Springs. Investigators say Alexis Campuzano was arrested Saturday morning at a home on Farrington Street. Police said Campuzano went into a restaurant on South Circle early Saturday morning and waved a gun at staffers, threatening to return and shoot them at another time. Officers say that she refused to leave the home for about an hour before eventually surrendering to police. Police in Pueblo sharing surveillance footage of a JR's Country Store being robbed in hopes of finding the person behind that robbery. Police say it happened on Sunday afternoon at the JR's on Prairie Avenue. The video clearly shows a man grab fistfuls of money before grabbing his drink and heading out. We have a copy of that video posted over at KRDO.com. Anyone with information urged to contact Pueblo Police.
Pueblo County's coroner says an inmate who died at the county jail several months ago suffered from chronic drug abuse. 30-year-old Marissa Fresquez was found dead inside her jail cell in June. The autopsy report noted that there was meth in the woman's system at the time of her death and that she had a history of withdrawal symptoms. Her death has been ruled accidental.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office looking for answers in the investigation into a 2017 shooting death. Law enforcement began searching for Timothy Watkins 5 years ago as he was reported missing in Palmer Lake. His body was found a day later near Mount Hermon Road. We spoke with his daughter, Ariel Watkins West, during a remembrance ride over the weekend.
I felt a more painful, harsh reality than when somebody told me that my dad was found killed. It just hurt more than anything else has ever hurt.
An autopsy determined that Watkins died after being shot. Anyone with information about this case still urged to contact the sheriff's office.
The chair of the Pueblo County Democratic Party is accusing a Republican state Senate candidate of violating campaign finance laws. The complaint filed last week with the Colorado Secretary of State's office accuses Stephen Varela of raising funds for a run for Pueblo County Commissioner. It's a follow-up to a complaint filed earlier this year that was dismissed due to a lack of evidence. Varela causes the complaint a partisan attack against his integrity. The Secretary of State's office is currently reviewing that complaint.
A Pueblo Preparatory Academy is appointing an interim leader following the resignation of its president and CEO. We have more now with KRDO's Josh Helmuth.
The resignation of Hal Stevens was accepted by the board of Chavez Huerta K-12 Prep Academy on Saturday. Stevens did not give a reason for his resignation. Former board president Richard Duran was appointed as interim CEO of the school. He's expected to be in the position for up to 60 days. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
An Air Force football team will be playing Army at a location close to home next season. It was announced yesterday that the game between the Falcons and the Black Knights will be played next year on November 4th at Empower Field at Mile High. Tickets for the game will go on sale in February. The game will be played this year on November 5th in Arlington, Texas, unfortunately. So have to make a road trip, which you know Falcon fans will.
Absolutely, especially for that big inter-service rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, trying to get the Commander-in-Chief's Cup. There we go.
Heading back to work on this Monday, we've got sunny skies and some very warm temperatures, hot temperatures even out across the eastern plains this afternoon. Look for a high of 93 degrees in Pueblo, 88 Colorado Springs. Very little, if any, chance for showers and thunderstorms today. Thunderstorm chances do begin to ramp up Tuesday and Wednesday. This afternoon, we'll see winds out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.